Taitzvis. We hear here a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, by Shemen Shel Badodim Umachzole Shel Badodim, that Rav holds that it is also, that it is also al Tzmukze Ushmuel Sholim. And Shmuel holds that it is Mutter. We'll see later, because Shmuel paskens like Rav Shimon. Ushmuel Shori, Tema, the Besoif Perek Noitel, Omrinen, the Shmuel, Hoya Metaltel Garini Parsiyosa, Agav Rifte. That Shmuel, we learned yesterday that the pits of Tmorim, if it's Parsiyosa, that means that the Tmorim were completely ripe. So when one takes off the tumor, there's nothing left on the garden, there's nothing left on the pit. So therefore it is mukze. And yesterday we had learned it's dumya de noilat. It's similar to noilat. There's a shayla in the Gemara if it's similar to noilat. So, but Shmuel holds, according to Taisus, afilu noilat is not mukze. So Taisus asks, the besayf perit noitel amrinan, the Shmuel have metaltel garini parsiyosa. Shmuel was metaltel these pits of Tmorim, agav rifte. That means he would not be metaltel, he would not carry these pits alone. He would carry them in a keli that there is already bread in the keli. So if there's bread in the keli, so the keli is already a basis ledover ha'osa ledover hamuta. The halacha is that if there's a keli is holding only mukta, one is not permitted to carry the keli. But if the keli is holding dvorim, which are not mukta, and dvorim, which are mukta, and the iker is that which is not mukta, so then one is permitted to be metaltel the keli. So there it says, Shmuel, when Shmuel wanted to be metaltel, he wanted to carry these pits, so he was careful to carry it in a keli that had bread in it. And Natas explains, Garini Parsiyoso, Perish Bishulois Kol Tzolchon, these tmorim, these dates were ripe completely, Shein Nishar Min Ha'oichel Aleim Klal, that nothing of the tumor was left on them. V'kiv in the shori noilad kerab shimin, since noilad is mutter. Shmuel holds that noilad is mutter because he passed like Rab Shimin. So memele, so the worst these garinim could be would be they're also considered noilad. So why did he need rifte? B'lei rifte nami lishtri, without adding any bread to the keli, it also should be mutter to carry these pits. Petiritz Rabbeinu Tam, the Shmuel Machmer al Atzmoy Hoya Lefisho Hoya Odom Choshuv. It seems Odom Choshuv is not permitted to be metaltel dvorim, which even though there's a heter of tiltel mukza on them, Odom Choshuv is nizer not to be metaltel them. Chemuchach sugye hosam dam rabbi loved Odom Choshuv ando. So we see that there's a special Hanhoge that applies to an Odom Choshev. Zok de Gemara weiter. Hani Kalchi de Zuzi. Rav Osar Ushmuel Shori. Now what is Kalchi de Zuzi? So we hear our Machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos. Kalchi de Zuzi. So Rashi says, Zug, it is a pair shel machzoles of mats. That means these mats came in a pair. Shemachasim bohem es pargematiye shel svine. They were used especially to cover and protect the schoire that was found in a boat. Vizuzi loshen zug. Zuzi is a loshen of a pair. Lefi shehen shtayim, because there were two of them. Vaasuyois keoyel. And they were put together like an oil, I suppose like an upside down V. Ubechuvis ha-goine motzosi, kalchi nat zugi, nat zug, no, the zivi, umeforesh uloshen svine, the machzoles that you use in the ship, uloshen arami, that's zivi. Exactly what the mukts of this is, it is unclear, but it seems it had a, it was used only for this purpose, in Shabbos there was, it's not, that we want to be metaltalit for a different purpose. So the shayla is, it wasn't, so the shayla is, since it's miyuchet for this purpose, is it muktzeh? So again, we have here a machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, and Rav Asos. From the Rambam, it's brought down in Halacha, what seems this has Halacha of Muktzeh Machmas Chesor and Kis, that he wouldn't use it stamazoi because it might get damaged. Klor of Rashi learned like that, I don't know. Rashi does not explain exactly what the Muktzeh is, but it seems it is miyuchet for something that is not used on Shabbos. So the Shaila is there a heta tiltul muktzeh? Let us see Taisvis. Hani karchi dezuzi. Rav osa letaltul. So Rav said one is not allowed to be metaltulet. Mishum muktzeh. Because it is muktzeh, that's a machlekes Rav ishmu. Taima, the beperik mefanin omrino. The Gemara says later, the Rav bemukze la'achile sovolo kerab Yehuda, but bemukze letaltel sovolo kerab Shimon. That in Bemisin, in Hilchis Mukze, there are two inyonim. There's one inyon in Mukze, which I know others hold zicher azoi, that is also min haTorah. It says in the Pasuk, ve'echinu eis asher yaviu. We learn out from this pasuk that something that one wants to eat on Shabbos has to be prepared mi ba'oid yoin. That means erev Shabbos, the food for Shabbos has to be prepared already erev Shabbos. Something was not mukhan, so that is not permitted to be eaten. And this is a droshe, and this could be also min haTorah. A food that was not roi la'achile, was not oimed la'achile, better, erev Shabbos, is not permitted to be eaten on Shabbos. That is a muktzeh of achile, if one is allowed to consume a dvar muktzeh. Then there is a muktzeh of tiltul. A muktzeh of tiltul is that one is not permitted to move something that there's no shimush, there's no use of it on Shabbos. Now this din tiltul is zicher ad rabbanan the kedin. So there are two halachas. There's a muktzeh of eating, and there's a muktzeh of tiltul. So the Gemara says further that Rav lahaloche paskin as follows. The muktzeh la'achile legabi something, if the shayla is, am I permitted to eat it? Am I not permitted to eat it? So v'loke Rabbi Yehuda. So there he paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, the islay muktzeh. So something which was not oimit to be eaten on Shabbos from Erev Shabbos is not permitted to be eaten. Ube muktzeh letaltel, but if it's only neigeya, not consuming, not deriving benefit, it's only a shayla if one is permitted to move it, so v'loke Rabbi Shimon. There he holds like Rabbi Shimon, that he doesn't hold of muktzeh. So Taisvis asks, before we were speaking about shemen, I really don't know why Taisvis didn't ask about machtzole shel badodim, why Taisvis waited to karchi dezuzi, but al koponim, here we're speaking about karchi dezuzi, which is not a machel. So the whole shaila is one permitted to be metaltel, is one not permitted to be metaltel. So here, according to the guidelines we hear in Perik Mefanim, Rav should paskin according to Rav Shimon that he doesn't hold muktzeh. V'hocha oisa letaltel lekarchi dezuzi. And here we see that Rav asa to be metaltel karchi dezuzi. Umeforish Rabbeinu Tam, the Kalchi de Zuzi heim mukze machmas mius. Kalchi de Zuzi is a mukze that someone would not use it on Shabbos because it is mos. It is kegoin begodim umachzoloi shemachasim behem dogim v'shar dvorim amelach lachim oisam. It is a type of material or types of mats that you cover fish and other things so it gets stained and it has an odor, and it's a double mos. Amukzimachmasmius, Rav is also moide, that there he paskins like Rav Yehuda. Samazoy amukze, that's not oimid. It's not oimid to be used on Shabbos, but not machmasmius, then Rav holds it mutalatalto. Abu mukze machmasmius, which is a more chomodike mukze, so there Rav holds that it is mukze. Bahasam the Kama Rav the Bemukze Litaltal Savala Kerab Shimon. There that Rav says a mukze litalta if it's negeya tiltal he holds like Rab Shimon, Bemukze Shemakza Oda Midaita Le Iske Loitza. That means he doesn't want to use he has fruit, he wants to sell it. So Mamela it wasn't oimed to be used. He had different intentions what to do with this iske. So this is a smaller type of muktzah. He wanted to sell it, but it's not completely hukza midaitoi. Sometimes you can eat the things you want to sell, or use the things you want to sell. But something, she'ain by mius. So such a type of a muktzah, there are paskins like Rav Shimon, that it's mutter betulto. But muktzah machmas mius, so there Rav holds that it is also betulful. There he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, even like Rabbi Tulpa. But hodi oma beperik basre. That what the Gemara says in the last perik. The af Rav svirulei ke Rabbi Yehuda. Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Mide kalchi de zuzi de Rav osa. The Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda from the raya of kalchi de zuzi. Now, Rav Yehuda is speaking about as follows. Rav Yehuda is speaking about a person had a behemoth, and the behemoth was not oimed to be given to be used as dog food. The behemoth was oimed, eventually he'll shecht it or do something else with it, and the Le'aleinu, the behemoth died in Shabbos. So now he has dog food. So Rav Yehuda says it is muktzeh. Since before Shabbos it wasn't oimid to be given for dogs, it was a live behemoth, so therefore that shittes Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda holds its muktzeh. So the Gemara says that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rav says that the skalchi de zuzi is also muktzeh. So if he holds kalchi de zuzi is muktzeh, so who adin a behemish in his navlo on Shabbos is also muktzeh. Now, Taisus was just machadish that this kalchi de zuzi is a special type of muktzah. This is muktzah machmas mius because of mius is maktzah midaita. He wouldn't use it. That's a chomodike muktzah. So what? How can one be mekasher? How can one be medame? Muktzah machmas mius to behemish nisnavlo. It's a different type of muktzah gan. So this is not muktzah machmas mius. So why was the gemara medame? Kalchi de zuzi tu behemish and isnablo. Meforish rabbeinu tam, the nevelo hamisnabeles b'shabbos. You know what kind of a muktzah this is? Muktzah machmas isahu. This is muktzah. Why didn't he have any intentions to give this behemoth, to use this behemoth as dog food? You know why? Because he wasn't permitted to kill the behemoth in Shabbos. The af leklovi meinei roi mechayim. So he never had any intentions to use this for dog food because there was an iser on him to kill the behemoth. Umukze machmas iser chomo mi mukze machmas mius. So now Taisus is telling us the categories of mukze. The vowel we had three types of mukze. Leiske leoitzer, that's the smallest type of muktzah. He didn't have intentions to use it, he wanted to sell it. That's a small type of muktzah, an easier type of muktzah in that Rav holds like Rav Shimon, that one is permitted to be metaltalit. Then we have a more chomodike type of muktzah, that's muktzah mamachmas mius, that he had no intentions of using this on Shabbos because it's a dover mois, it's a repulsive article. So Memele, this this even Rav is moide. Mukse machmas iser, if he was, he had no intentions to use it, because he'd have to be over on aveir in order to use it, that's a, even a greater mukse. So memele, so that's shot in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so if Rav holds mukse machmas mius, about the Gemisi holds mukse machmas iser. So let us, before we go a little further, let's go back to the Taisus Yeshonim, which is on the right of Taisus. Hiksha haram. Ma tzorich lahamid b'mukze machmas mius. Why does the Rabbi Netame have to say that this is mukze machmas mius? Yamid oi say b'mukze mishum stires oil. He could say like Rashi. Rashi said these mats were shaped like an oil. So memele, now to take it, so one is not permitted to take it apart of the iser of stiris oil, of taking apart an oil tent, which is meleches iser. So according to Taisvis, if mukze machmas iser is even more chomer than mukze machmas mius, so why did the Rabbeinu Tam have to make a new ukimta and disagree with Rashi? Let us say this is mukze machmas iser, and therefore, and that mukze, Rav holds, that's Rav Svira Leike Rav Yehuda, which is Mukze Machmas Isser. And Fakert and the Gemara would flow very well. Because Kalchi de Zuzi is Mamish Behemish and is Navlo. Both of them are Mukze Machmas Isser. Oho, di Yoma Beperi Kama de Chulun. Bishmai Tevenos Ven Chavraya Lemeimel Mas Nisen Rav Yehudi. They wanted to say that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says as follows. Eimer d'shamet le Rabbi Yehuda v'mukze machmas mis. When do we see Rabbi Yehuda hold mukze machmas mis? V'mukze machmas isa mishamet le. But who says he holds mukze machmas isa? So from the Gemara in Chulin we see that mukze machmas mis is more chomer than mukze machmas iser. And Taisus just said before, v'nahapachu, that it's punkverkehr, that mukze machmas iser is more chomer than mukze machmas mius. So Taisus says, this is only a havamin in the Gemara, dichu be'almo. The Gemara just wanted to say, maybe you could say such a svara. Olafiyah maskone noimar, but according to the maskone, we'll say, the mukze machmas iser tvei chomer. Teida, and Taisa says, I'll prove it to you. The Kama Chosom, the Gemara says in Chulin, Eime de Shamet Leila Rab Meir. When did, Rab Meir said if a person did a malacha b'shoigig, and through this malacha something became roi l'achila, he's permitted to eat it. So, the Rab Meir in Yesod is speaking about that we, if he did a malacha b'shoigig, we didn't cancel him al tzmaise Shabbos, that he's not permitted to eat it. He's permitted to eat it. So the Gemara says, fine. Als Meise Shabbos, Ramey doesn't know the Meise Shabbos. But there's a Muktzadike Shaila. If this Meloche made it edible, so there's a Muktzadike Shaila. Before it wasn't edible, and now it's edible. So the Gemara says as follows. Eimel de Shamet Leila Rabmeya b'mevashel. If someone went and cooked a raw piece of meat, that before it was unedible, and now it's edible, so there's no Muktzadike Shaila. The roi lokais, before it was roi to chew. Lokais means it's not the derech achila, but it's edible. So if a person cooks a piece of meat in Shabbos, so there Ramei is said, if it was cooked b'shoigik, one is permitted to eat it. So the reason is because there's no muktzadik ashayla, because a raw piece of meat is also partly edible. So memele, so it doesn't have a shame muktzah. Aboshoichei, but if a person shechted a behem in Shabbos, the ain't roi lakois, there before the shechita, it wasn't roi to eat, there was mukze machmas isa, mishametle. So mashmet. So you see from that gemore, the isla l'rab meyer, mukze machmas isa. So we see rab meyer holds mukze machmas isa. That we see. Well, the peyre kire, mashmet the less lay mukze machmas mias. There we see that he does not hold mukze machmas mias. Where? Gabi metaltalim ner chodosh. And ner is a receptacle that holds oil and a wick and burns. So a ner chodosh, so in those days they had a ner shel cheres. A ner shel cheres Before it was used, it was ganz fine. After it was used once, it became more, so it was unusable again. So the Gemara says like this, metaltlim ne'er chodosh, a ne'er that was yet not used, that's mutter to be metaltl. Avoloi yoshon, if it was once used, so it's mos. So that one is not permitted to be metaltl. Rab Meir Eimer, kol ha'neiris metaltl. Rab Meir says one is permitted to carry any ne'er, even a ne'er yoshon. Chutz min ha'ner sheidliki boi ba'isei Shabbos. A ner that was a bosis to a shalheves ba'isei Shabbos that was burning in Shabbos, that ner is also letalkal. So we see Rav Meir holds mukze machmas miyus. He doesn't hold of such a mukze. Aval pikein, the Gemara says, he holds mukze machmas iser. So we see the cheshbin that Tosfos had said that mukze machmas iser is more chamor. The Mukta Machmas Mias, we see that is Taka a true Cheshbin. Zot the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Nachman. Now, till now we were speaking about Mukta in Shabbos. Now we're going to speak about Mukta in Yonte. Omar Rav Nachman. Eiz Lechelbo. A person had a goat. And his intentions, he didn't have intentions to shech the goat, he used the goat to milk from the goat. Ada v'racha l'gizosa, he used the lamb for the wool. The town of Goylis, l'beitzosa, and he had a chicken that used to lay eggs. V'turi the ridya. Or he had oxen that they used to plow his fields. V'tamri de'iski, or he has tamarim, which he had intentions to sell. And now, all these things, he wants to eat yontet. He wants to shecht the eis and the rochel, the tanegoylis, and he wants to eat the tamarim. So, betchila, he was never mazman then. That means when it came yontet, he had no intentions, to eat them. And later, Yontev, it came up that he would like to eat them. Is it mukze? Rav Osar Ushmul Omar Mutter. Okamiflegi beplukte de Rab Yehuda ve Rab Shimon. And this machloikis depends on the machloikis of Rab Yehuda Rab Shimon legabi hilchis mukze. Zogt Rashi as follows. Zogt Rashi eis ohoimedes lechelbo. This goat is oimed for milk. Bechein rochel, aymedes legizoso. They would share the rochel, the lamb. Betura deridya, ha aymed lecherisha. This ox is aymed to help plow the fields, to pull the plow. Betamri de iski, ha aymedim la haylichon leschayra la mokemacher. These are aymed to be sold. Plukte de Rabbi Yehuda. De Rabbi Yehuda, the Islamukse beperik achrein, also le sheichtam beyontav. He's not permitted to shecht it. Elim kein his minon mibayid yoin, unless before yontav he was mazmin, he was miyachidit that he was going to shecht it in yontav. Then it became Islamukse. It was muchin mibayid yoin. Rab Shimon Shori. Zakte Gemara weiter. Hahu Talmide, there was a Talmud, the Oiri, the taskin la loche bechalte da argis. This is a mokim, a certain place. Kirab Shimon, he paskin la loche like Rab Shimon. That is no din mukze. Shamtei Rav Hamnune. Now Rav Hamnune lived in this place chalte da argis, so he put him in cheirim for giving out such a liberal psak. So the Gemara asks, "V'hoker Rab Shimon Sfiralon? What was wrong with this town? Laloche we paskin like Rab Shimon." So the Gemara answers, "Ba'asrei de Ravave." But this Argis, this Charta de Argis, this was a place where Rav was the Mora de Asre. Now Rav doesn't paskin like Rab Shimon. So la'iboy la'ilam evetochi. In the Mokim where Rav was the Mora de Asre, then one does not paskin. Kineged das Rav, even though Lalocha we pass on Rav Shimon, but not in that mokim. Zogt Rashi, Chalte shei mokim da argis, odem echot hoya amgushi shebono lo oisoi ha'ir. There was a machashev that built a city. That's the argism, so that was his name. ורב אמנונה דורבו, רב אמנונה lived in the city. ודאי מאורס קבורוסי קיימה שם. If someone will go to this place, he could see the mokim ha-kvur of Rav Amnune, kach matzosi b'tshuve. So the Gemara asked, what Rav Shimon tzvir along? Hashte, kidu l'kamon, l'alocha, we pass on Rav Shimon, v'amai shampe. Now the Gemara brings up another machloikis, which is sicha difficult to understand how it comes to our sugya. Fishloim, till now we had Ephesa Dimion, Taisus was medamet. But now we have something that is mamish, it's not muktzitz, it's goran under a din. The Gemara says as follows, Hani trei talmidim. There were two talmidim, and the shaila was, if there's a sreifa, if a house is burnt, how much one is permitted to be matzel from the house? That means there's no, here there's no shaila of Heitzor, we're speaking about, he's taking out of the house into the yard, and it's a Chotzam Urevis, there's no Shaila of Heitzor, but there's a Shaila of Tirche. That means, so Letzerich Shabbos, Shalish Sudis is Mutter, but is one permitted to be Matzel more than Shalish Sudis? Is Chad Matzel Bechad Monet, one held, or maybe this was a maise, that one was matzel bechad monet. That means there was a tremendous keli, or whatever fit in the keli, that he took out. But he took out one keli. So there's no extra tirche. That means since the itzor was on one keli, so that's mutter. Bechad matzel ba'arba v'chomesh monet. And one was matzel, he took out four or five kelim. Okay, mifulgi bepluta de rabba bar zavde veravune, if this is also mutter. Let us see Rashi. Echad matzel oichlon amashkim ibnei adleike harbe. They were matzel, a lot of food and mashkin and liquid, because there was a fire. Lachotza amurebes. They took it out into the yard, that there was an erev in it, there was no shalav etzo. Echad mone. In one keli, kedisnan matzilin sal mole kikreis. One is permitted to take out a big basket that's full of bread. Ba'afo gav sheyesh boi meya sudais. Even though there's 100 sudis, if it's one keli, so it's not an extra tirche, so that is permitted. Bechad matzil ba'arba v'chomesh moni. He took out four or five kelim. That means he folded them up into one big keli, but in Yesod there were a lot of kelim over here. If this is permitted. So that's a machloikis. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. V'chad matzel, let us see, Taisus ba'arba v'chomesh moni, perish bekuntris, or mekaplon kulon besoich kliyechot. But when he took it out, that means he had these four or five kelim, he wrapped it up in a big baguette, and he took out the baguette. V'noisam bebasachas. And that's the machloikis. But you saw this four or five kelim. That could not be the shaila. The beperi kol kisvei le pligi amiroi boho. Lemaise, there's no machloikis in this. The boy, the Gemara cleared such a shaila, even though mitzadecha that's four or five kelim. About the other tzad is when he's taking it out, it's one big haitzah. He has these four or five kelim full of food, but he's holding it in one big beggar that's tied up, so it's one haitzah. It's like he wants to be matzel this keli. Lamais is taking out one keli. Vishori lekulalma. So there wouldn't be a machlokes in this. Beforish Rabbeinu Tam, dechad matzel bechad mone afilu meya sudis. Avo ba'arba v'chomesh moni kigoin. It's not speaking to taking out at one time. Lahatzel v'larzer lahatzel. Afilu bi'oisei chotzer, you're taking out to the same chotzer, but you're making more than one trip. So he held loy. V'chad matzel badal v'imoni lo'isei chotzer, bopli gihosom, rabbe bar zavde v'ravune. That is a machlokes there of these two amiroi. Sagt der Mischne. Ein Zeulen, Bossel, Botzel, Ubeya. A person, we heard already this Mishnah, this halacha, one is not permitted to roast meat or onion or an egg, Ela kedei sheyatzoylo mi ba'idyoin, that it should be already roasted by day. And the reason for this halacha is we are afraid if it is not completely roasted, so maybe he'll be mechata, he'll stir up the coals, he wants to use it for tonight's suda, and it's not ready. So there's a gzeira shema yovi lachatois, he might stir the coals. So, but if it's yotzoilum yibayidyom, if it is already roasted, so then that's permitted. A noisnim pas letanu im chashecha. One is not permitted to put a bread into an oven. I mean, dough that's going to become bread into an oven right before Shabbos. V'loi charore al gabi gecholim. Charore is a type of a kichel, type of a cookie. Al gabi gecholim, this is on top of coals. Elo kedei sheyikremu poneho mi ba'oyoyim. That means if it was already in the oven before Shabbos, that it had a crust already, so then it is permitted. But if it didn't have a crust, that means that's cool, that's edible already. But if it is yet did not have a crust, one is not permitted to have it there in Shabbos. When speaking about crust, we're speaking about the bottom part of the pas. Exactly what Rabbi Lezer holds, we'll see in the Gemara. Mishalshalin esa pesach betano im chashecha. Here there's a chiddush that even though we just learned ein soilin boso, one is not permitted to put raw meat, to start roasting raw meat im chashecha, but the Korban Pesach, one is permitted to put into the oven right before Shabbos, and there we don't have to be afraid that they might be mechata the eish, because b'nei chabura zrizin heim. That since there's more than one person involved, there's a whole chabura that is going to eat from the Korban Pesach, so one will remind the other, so therefore there's no gzeire of shema yechata. Umachizin esau b'mdoiras beis hamoiket. That you are permitted to kindle the flames in the Medure. There was a big fire in the Beis HaMoiket. The Beis HaMoiket was a lishke, was a room that was chetshei b'chodesh and chetshei b'chol. Half of it had kedushas azor and half of it didn't have kedushas azor. It was opposite the azor. It was on the in the tzofen side of the azor. And there was a big fire there. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is that when they kindled this fire, when a person kindles a fire, you have to make sure that roiv of the fire is burning already. Or else you're not allowed to derive benefit from this fire. The same gzeire, shema yovi lechatois. But in the Beis HaMikdash, umachizin asur b'medurus Beis HaMoike. It was sufficient, they started kindling it, even though all the logs did not get kindled yet, they just started it, that is sufficient. That means this gzeira of Shema Yovei Lachatois did not apply in the medurus Beis HaMoike. We'll see why in Rashi. Ubigvulin. But what if a person wants to make a fire, bigvulin, not in the Beis HaMikdash? Kedei shetechoi sa'oir berubai. Then, roiv, the majority of the woods, you see, machlokes and the Gemara have to be burning already. Or else, one is not permitted to derive benefit, as we mentioned before, als tegzeire shema yovi lachatos. Rabbi Yehuda oimer bepchonim. What if the fuel is coals? So then koshu. So just as he, even though he kindled a part of it, that's sufficient. Because by coals, I don't have to be afraid that they will extinguish. If it started burning, eventually the whole thing will burn. So there is no gzeir shema yovei lachatos. Let us see Rashi. Charore Ugas Ritzofim, a type of a kichel, a cookie of some sort, that is put on coals. Yikramu, it should have a crust, Kmaikrum. Hatachtoin, the bottom chelik of the pas should have, the bottom chelik of the bread should have a crust. The Forish Bigmother, what exactly is considered the bottom chelik? Mishalshlin es haPesach. We are permitted to put the Korban Pesach in the tanner. V'hu nitzle v'hoylech mishetechshach. And it will continue roasting in Shabbos. We just learned before in the Mishnah, the one is not permitted to put in a raw piece of meat to roast right before Shabbos. The Bnei Chabura are Zrizen. They wouldn't come to be Mechate Begicholim. The Chodesh Ha'Aviv asks a shayla, we learned before by Ein Koyren Lo'ir Haner, if two people are learning, it is mutter. Okay, there was Tanoim, they're learning the same thing or a different thing, but Al Kaponim, we see there was a heter of two people learning because one will remind the other. So, that's the special halacha. What is the special halacha over here? B'nei Chabura, Zrizi name, it's a special halacha B'nei Chabura. As long as you have two people, there's no shash. So he wants to emphasize it's one shita that there the whole heter is only als mokim bittel teire. The heter, like this, is ain't koirin. No, they were matter too als bittel teire. But stamazoi, there's no heter of koirin loir and there if it's not limudat teire. So fakert here. So here you need a special heter of Bnei Chabura Zrizenheim. Umachizen esau ma'at ma'at. You can start kindling the fire. Be'etzim, with the logs, shall medura space amoikid. Shehoise ba'azore. This was in the Azore. I think Rashi means because part of it was at Kedushas Azore. Vehim is ba'eres v'heileches mishetechshach. And it can all, it means you just start kindling it, and it will get inflamed and burn in Shabbos. V'lo yichayshinon, and I'm not afraid, shema yikahanim tzrichim la'avira mishetechshach. Maybe it won't be burning so good, and the kahanim might have to do a pu'ula to make it burn better. Because the mefarish b'gmore, here we're not goyzel. Beis ha-moiked lishka gedoylehi, this was a very large room. Shekehanim mischamim im shom, the kahanim used to warm themselves up, b'meduras eish anisekes tom. That there was always a fire burning there, and the purpose of this fire was that the kahanim should warm themselves up. So Rashi and Akasha, why did they have to warm themselves up? So Rashi says, Neshe mahalchin yechefen al ritzpa shayish bazor. The kahanim, when they did the avoide, they had to walk without stockings, without shoes. They had to walk barefoot. Why did they have to walk barefoot? Kedamrinim bezvochim. Because the Gemara says in Zvochim, hoyol veritzpa mikudeshes. The ritzpa sazorah, the floor of the azorah was kodesh. How do we know it was kodesh? The receive it says in the pasuk, "Vayoyim ahu kidesh hamelech toich hachotza." He was mekadesh the toich hachotza, which seems that's the ritzpa. So they were b'shas binyan abayis, they were mekadesh the ritzpa. Uklishores mekudoshim, and the klishores were also kodesh. The receive vayim shechem v'yekadesh oisa. He was mekadosh the kli shoris. So just ma kli shoris. So just like when something entered a kli shoris, the halacha is it had to be flush against the walls of the kli shoris. Lo yedavar chaitzitz beinay lebein kli shoris. It was not permitted that something should be between that which entered the kli shoris and the walls of the kli shoris. Afritzbe lo yedavar chaitzitz beinay lebein haritzbe. So when the Kahanim were walking on the Ritzbeh, there was nothing supposed to be between their feet and the Ritzbeh, and the floor. So therefore, So Abu Lamaisa the Kahanim got cold from the Avoide. So therefore there was a Beis HaMoiked that they used to enter the Beis HaMoiked to warm themselves up. Ubi Gvulet. But if one wants to kindle a bonfire or a fire in out of the Beis HaMikdash, Tzorich Lahavir Medurason Miboid Yoim. So he has to go in the whole Medure. All the logs have to start burning mi ba'oid yoim, before Shabbos. Kedei she'techois ha'esh berubay. That roiv of the medure, roiv of the eitzim have to be kindled already. Rabbi Yehuda oima im hoise meduras pchomim. If the fuel of the medure was coals, ein tzorch la'achis be'ma'or, ela kolshu. Then he only has to kindle a minute part, and the rest it will kindle by itself. Because by coals it will not extinguish itself, it will not go out. So there's no necessity to be mechate. So there it is mutter. Now let us go back to the first halacha in the Mishnah. The first halacha in the Mishnah was that one is not permitted to roast meat. It should be roasted before Shabbos. V'kamo, how much roasted does it have to be? Does it have to be completely roasted or partially roasted? How much roasted does it have to be that we are not afraid anymore that he'll be mechatad eish, he'll stir the coals? It's enough already. He's not pressured. There's no motivation in him to make sure that it should be cooked more quickly because it's roi l'achila. Omar Rav, kedei sheyatzaylu miba'oid yoim kemachol ben drosoi. That it should be roasted enough that ben drosoi was a robber by profession. And robbers aren't particular, they don't wait till the meat is completely done. So when it was partially done, he ate it already. So something that's edible for a ben drosoi, so Chazal said this is already called, it was already roasted, and then they weren't geyser anymore. They want geyser anymore that he's not permitted to keep the meat there, and forget he is permitted because it is edible already. Ben drusoi, so Rashi says listemoyo, umevasho bishuloi shlish. So Rashi holds that machol ben drusoi is if it is in the process of roasting. So a third went through a third of the process of roasting. Others say ben drusoi, macha ben drusoi is a hair. Haloche, it's brought down b'shas atchak. One may be samech on a third, if there's a shas atchak. So it's a machloikis ha-poiskim. How we measure a third, Pesach HaZainish says you wait till it becomes Yatzer Ledes, till it becomes hot, and then you divide the time that is necessary to roast it completely, and you divide it in thirds. So a third of the time it passed already, the roasting process has been completed. So then, that's called, it's kemacha ben drusoi, and one is permitted to continue roasting it in Shabbos. Itmar nami, omar rav asi, omar rav yoichanin, a similar halacha. Kol shohu kemachal ben drusoi, ein boi mishum bishulei nochem. Now, the halacha is that there are certain macholim, specifically, there are two types of macholim. One halach it has to have that it's not nechel k'moishul chai. It is not edible when it is raw. You have to cook it in order to make it edible. Number two, it is a choshev machol that's oila al shulchan malachim. it would be served for a king, it would be served for a chashev esude. So if one has these two tnoyim, these two characteristics, it's not nechel kamoishu huchai, it's not edible when it's raw, and it would be served for a chashev esude. So if a guy cooked it, even though in kashrus there's no shaila whatsoever, but chazal aso to eat this machel. This is the isa of bishul akum. So Rav Asi Omar Rav Yochanan said, if a third of the cooking process was done by a yid, so theoretically it's called, it's edible already, and the next two-thirds were done by a goy, there is no iser of bishul akum, because it's considered already that it was already cooked. This is sufficient. Machel ben drisoi is considered sufficiently cooked that there will not be chal on this machel on iser of bishul akum afterwards. Let us see what Rashi says. Kol shehu mevushel b'yad Yisrael. If a yid cooked it kemachel ben drisoi, shuv ein begamroi mishum bishulei nachi. So if you'll end it, there's no issa of bishul akum. And the third thing, which we will see, that machel ben drusoi is sufficient. Tanya, chananya oimer, kol shehu kemachel ben drusoi, muta lahashoisoi al gabe kire, ba'af al pi she'ein grufa uktuma. Chananya said as follows. This, Emerson, we heard before, this was the Isamala Isha Kteira Sosiyos, it's a near Lusoichas Tano im Chasheiro. The halacha is permitted to put a machol on the stove Erev Shabbos, even though it is only partially cooked. And we are not afraid, Shema Yechata Ha'esh, he might go and stir the coals, because if he took out the coals, so there's nothing to stir. That's Grufa. We'll see ktume, there's a swell. If he covered the coals with ashes, there's also no chash, there's no fear he might stir the coals. So to put something that is partially cooked al ha'esh erev Shabbos is osir, unless it's grufa ktume. But if it is cooked already, then one is permitted to put al ha'esh, even though it is not grufa uktume. So what is considered cooked? So Hananya said, kol shehu kemachel ben drisoi, as long as it is cooked, kemachel ben drisoi, again, this is either a third or a half of the cooking process was already completed, muter lashoisei al gabi kire, then he's permitted to leave it erev Shabbos on top of the stove, v'achol pishen grufo ktume, even though it is not grufo ktum, even though there are burning coals inside, but I don't have to be geyser shema yechad. Rashi, goruf means minagacholim b'magreife shekoyrim v'dili. That means unless he shoveled out the coals. Kotum mefazrim eifer milamailo. You put ashes over the coals, kedei lahafik chumoy, shalayosif hevel, that you're cooling off the heat that the coals are giving out. That means, in other words, you are smothering the coals. Shalayosif hevel b'shabbos, that fakert, that I'm doing a pool, it should not get hotter, fakert. This is a pool that is smothering the coals, and it's going to get cooler and cooler. So the lamdis of ktume is, if I did a pu'ula that I'm smothering the coals, and I show that my intentions is that I want the coals eventually to go out, not to continue burning. So after such an action, I don't have to be afraid that he'll be mechata the coals. He's doing a pu'ula that is smothering the coals. Ramesh Zechayin Levocha says, according to this Rashi, ablech would not be good. Because ablech that we put over the eish is not making that the heat will diminish, that will less ice. Shelo Yosef Hevel b'Shabbos, it won't give out heat in Shabbos. Ablech will not accomplish this. So according to Rashi, could be Ablech and not good. The Abu Saimach and Rei Paiskim who hold we don't need so much Kedei Lahofi Chaimish Lo Yosef Hevel, even though it is giving out heat in Shabbos by putting a blech on, since Lamaise we are the mixes diminishing the heat, even though the heat will continue the whole Shabbos, that is also sufficient. But this is not Shitas Rashi. V'zeh Tavshil Shukemacha Ben Drasoi Leichashinin Im Mizbashel Boilach B'Shabbos. But if it was already a third of the machel was cooked already, so then I don't have to be afraid that he'll be mechate the gecholim. So therefore, it is mutter. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Ein neisnien es hapas. We hear ya machloikes that one is not permitted to put the pas in the tanu unless there was already a crust on the pas. And Rabbi Lezer says, kedei sheyikroim hatachtoin shelo, that the bottom part of the bread has to have a crust. Iboyilohu, tachtoin hayach. What is considered the bottom part? The gabe tanu, eiduma tachtoin hayach the gabe ha'ul. Now, we have to picture their ovens in order to understand the shaila of the Gemara. In their ovens, when the ovens baked as follows. There was an oven, there was a type of a box, there was a fire on the bottom. There wasn't such a thing as a rack. No, the dough was put on the walls of the oven. The dough was attached to the walls of the oven, and this dough eventually became the breads. So now, when we're speaking about Punov hatachtoin, the bottom part, we can look at it two ways. We could look at it, the bread that is on the wall, so the bottom part can mean that what is facing the fire. So this is considered the bottom part. This chelik is the bottom part because it's facing the fire. Or you could say, since it's attached to the tunnel, so the bottom part is the chelik that is attached to the tunnel. Now, which chelik gets a crust quicker, the chelik attached to the tunnel, or the chelik that is facing the edge? So we'll see in Rashi. So Rashi says the chelik, the ponim that is exposed to the edge, to the fire, that gets a crust much more quickly than the chelik that is attached to the tanur. So which crust does Rabbi Loza hold you need? He was very vague. That the chelik sheyikraim hatachtein, the bottom chelik of the pas. What does he call the bottom chelik? The chelik that is attached to the tanur. Oidum tachtem haich the gabiyor. The tachtem means that what is facing the fire. Toshma. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, kedei sheyikmru poneho hameduvokim betan. We found enough in the Baraisa. Rabbi Lezer says, the chelik that is attached to the tanur, that is considered the bottom part. So that means Rabbi Lezer is machmir, that it is not sufficient that the chelik that is facing the eish got a crust. We need that the chelik that is on the tanur should also get a crust. Let us see Rashi. The gabi tano shahakikrois nidvokim bedoifnei hatano. So the kikrois, the dough was attached to the walls of the tano. So all around. Hilkach mi boile. Hai kohi tachtin. What does Rabbi Lezer call the bottom part? Hanach ponim, the area, the gabi doifnei hatano, that is attached to the walls of the oven.
אוי פונים הפונים למטה לכלל התנו לצד האור, or the chelik that is facing the fire.
So the Gemara brought a baraisa meduvokim betana v'chumru.
So it comes out that he's machmer.
The ponim sheklapi ha'ur memarim likroim.
The ponim that is facing the eish, the fire, that gets across the, before the chelik that's attached to the oven gets the crust. So we see Rabbi Lozer is machmer. Let us see Tosfos. Iboye lohu tachtoin hayech de gabi tano le gabi ho. Le perish hakunter is the perish. The le gabi ho u memayer likroim. So Rashi told us that the chelik that is facing the fire gets more quicker across than the chelik that is attached to the tano. Umi boilei im tachten de kamer abelozo de gabi tano. So now Tosfos says, our problem is not only to understand what Rabbi Lezer holds, our problem is to understand what the machloikis Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim is. The Chachamim said, k'day sheyikmu poneho, as long as the face of the bread got across. So we don't know what they're speaking about. If we'll figure out what Rabbi Lezer is saying, then we'll be able to figure out what the Tanakam is saying. So Tosfos says as follows, im tachtim de kama Rabbi Lezer, the gabi tano. So Rashi says that's called the chumre. So v'hod the kumri rabbanan at sheikro poneho. What does that mean? Achas mi poneho. Any side of the tano, as long as any side of the pass, as long as one side of the pass got across already, that'll be sufficient. Va'filu be'elyain tzagi. Be'elyain means the one that is facing, that is not attached to the tano, that is facing the H. So Memela, so if Rabbi Lezer is machmir, then the Chachamim are mekilim. V'im tachtin de kama Rabbi Lezer hayich de gabi hu, if tachtin de Rabbi Lezer says is the gabi hu, Rabbi Lezer is mekel, so the face of the kiko, the pass that is facing the ur, it's sufficient when that gets across. Im kein ho de kamri rabonan at sheikrimu poneho, hainu kol poneho, then he's machmet. It's not sufficient that the yikrimas ponim, the cross that is facing the fire. Even the chelik that is attached to the tana also has to get across. Toshma, Rabbi Lezer, o poishet Rabbi Lezer lechumre. So the Gemara is poishet, Rabbi Lezer is machmer, and the Chachamim are mekel. That's what comes out. Umiyu, so Tosfos asks, aber the Yerushalmi mashkel mashmed de lahokul bo. So Tosfos asks a kashan Rashi, that in the Yerushalmi it would seem that, according to Rashi, in the Baskonis HaGemor, Rabbi Lezer is the machmer, and the Chachamim are the mekelim. In the Yerushalmi, it seems that Rabbi Lezer is the mekel. The kama hosom umayda Rabbi Lezer belechem aponim. By lechem aponim, Rabbi Lezer is moide to the chachomim. Shein kori lechem at sheyikremu ponov batano. That the ponim has to have a crust. That means, so the Yerushalmi is saying that it is not sufficient the crust that we need legabi this halacha of a nice nimpas latano im chasheicha, that is not sufficient by lechem aponim. Lechem aponim wasn't permitted to be chametz, it had to be matzah, so we had it, and before we took it out, we had to be assured that it got a crust, at sheikmu ponov vetano, which means a greater krimas ponim. Mashme dahochi sagi bekrimet koldu. So Tosfos asks Sakashan Rashi. Rashi said a beautiful pshat, but Rashi is soiser the Yerushalmi. So the Rishash wants to say a teretz on Rashi, that be'emison, Rashi never meant what Tosfos says. That means that he says, according to Tosfos, there's another problem. There's a problem, If the Gemara didn't know Pshat and Rabbi Lezer, the Gemara also didn't know Pshat and the Chachamim. So why did the Gemara ask What is Pshat and Rabbi Lezer? We don't know Pshat and Chachamim either, so start with the Chachamim already. Why are you jumping to Rabbi Lezer? So he says, no. He says, you have to understand these two Chalokim, the Chalik of the Pas that is facing the Eish, and the Chalik of the Pas that is attached to the Tanu, these two Chalokim get across quicker than the other Chalokim of the Pas. That means you have the Pas has, there's many ponim to the Pas. If the Pas, this is the Pas over here, so the bottom Chalik is facing the Yesh. So it gets across quickly. This Chalik is attached to the Tanu, and also will get across. But there's another chalik. There's a chalik over here that's exposed to the Avir. There's a chalik over here that is exposed to the Avir. So when will this get across? So this will take much longer to get across, because it is exposed to the Avir, not to the, doesn't have the heat of the Tanu, and it doesn't have the heat of the Eish that is facing it. So the Chachamim, he says, Rashi never learned like Tosfos. The Chachamim hold, a nice name paslatanim chasheichom elakadei sheikimu ponel, and ponel means all the ponim, all sides. You need a crust all over. That's what the chachamim hold. Rabbi Lezer hold, you don't need a crust all over. Elakadei sheikimu elis meiko kadei sheikimu ponel mibay yoyt. Elakadei sheikimu matachti. Rabbi Lezer holds, you only need the krima of the ponim matachti. What is the ponim atachtem? Some other people, Rabbi Lazar. Is the ponim atachtem the chelik that's facing the Eish? Or is the ponim atachtem the chelik that is attached to the Tanu? But that is zicha, he's makel over the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold that all the tzadim of the Pas have to have a crust. So memele, so that's pshatn the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, by lechem aponim, Rabbi Lazar's also made it. That one is not permitted to take out the lechem upon him till there has been a crust on the pass from all sides. So Mamela is Meyushev Kushis HaTaisus. Zakti Gemara Vaita. Mishalshalin Esa Pesach. One may put in the Kolben Pesach im Chashecha. My time. Why are you permitted to do this? Mishum de bnei chabura zrizenei. So the Baraisa says, because the bnei chabura zrizim, there's nothing for us to worry about. The zicha won't be mecha, they won't stir the fuel that is burning in the tanur. So there's nothing to worry about. In fact, the gemar holav hochi, abo vais tochois, what would be if they wouldn't be zrizim, wouldn't have this special heter of bnei chaburim zrizim, like, then it would not be permitted. So the Gemara asks, "V'omar, we learned and daf yud chesamet beis v'omar gadya, if one is roasting a gedi, a young goat, bein shorik bein loy shorik, say the opening of the tanu is sealed with tit, bein loy shorik, even though there's no seal on it, shapir domi, it is permitted." Because I am not afraid that he'll open the tanu to stir the coals, because zike koshile, he'll open up the tanu and cold air will enter the tanu, so that will spoil the meat. It's a tender meat. If it comes in contact with cold air, it will spoil the meat. So memele, since the Kolben Pesach was also from either a young goat or a young lamb, so you don't need a special heter of Bnei Chabura's reasoning. So the Gemara answers, Hosam Mintach. The Gemara Daf Yud Chesam at Beis is speaking about a piece of cut meat. So a piece of cut meat that comes from a gedi is very tender, and the being exposed to the cold air could spoil the meat. So therefore there's nothing to worry about. He will not open up the tanur. But when they roasted the Kolben Pesach, they didn't roast cuts of meat. They roasted the whole gdi or the whole sheps. A whole gdi or a whole sheps will not become niskalkal through cold air. So here, there would be a mokim lesser shema yovei lechatois.
So that's what the Gemara says, but we have here a nusvara, b'nei chaburas rizimein. Zot Rashi, hosom in atayach. There we're speaking about the meat is cut up. Vim poiseyach piyatano, if he'll open up the oven, ayul beizike. So wind will come in, cold air will come in, v'koshile, and that could be mekalkel, the meat. Here we're speaking about meat that is not cut up in pieces. The chsiv, because the Torah says how it should be roasted. Al roishai v'al kirboi v'megalelei. And if he would open up the tanah like koshelei zike, so since we have a whole behemah here, so the cold air will not be mekalkel the meat. Ilkach ilav d'zrizen hein osa. If it wouldn't be for the heifer of nechabu d'zrizen hein, it would have been also. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Ubi gvulin, kidei she techois, umachizen esaul. It says in the Mishneh, umachizen esaul b'medoiras beis hamoiket. That allowed to kindle the flames in the, on the fire that wasn't the beis hamoiket. You don't need that roiv shetechoy sa'ul berubay, that roiv of it has to be burning as soon as it, before Shabbos. How do you know that in the Beis HaMoiked it was permitted to kindle even a mikzas? So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Huna, leisavaru eish b'chol meishvei sechem. A posik. One is not permitted to make a fire b'chol meishveisechem, all over. B'chol meishveisechem yato mavir, aval ato mavir b'medeiras beis hamoiked. But in the beis hamikdash, one is permitted to make a fire. So that's why they're permitted to kindle this medure erev Shabbos im chashech. Maskif lo ravchizdes, ravchizde est ihochi, if the mekoyer is because of a posik, afilu b'shabbos nami. Let's learn the posik literally. The posik says v'yayim haShabbos. Shabbos, you're not allowed to kindle a fire b'chol meishveisechem. But if you're making a drasha, but the beis hamoiked and the beis hamikdash, you're permitted. So you should be able to do it even in Shabbos also. The Mishnah only permitted it erev Shabbos. Elo amar Rav Chisda kroki osi. Lemishrei eivorim updorim hudiyos. The pasuk is speaking about something else. That's right. The pasuk is telling us one is permitted to burn chalokim of the kalbonis shel choil. One is permitted to burn them b'shabbos. From a kalbon oila, he's permitted to burn it in Shabbos. And that's like the hefer. But that the Beis HaMoiked, the heter is a Kahanim Zrizimim. This is a different heter. This is a heter because Kahanim are Zrizim, so they don't have to be afraid until we mechata the Ur. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Hoch, Eivorim Updorim Udaosa. Lahatir, so we learn from here, he's permitted a sekteron, that he's permitted to be maktir, the eivorim updorim from erev Shabbos, he's permitted to be maktir kol halayla, the whole night, permitted to be maktir them in Shabbos, and that's from this pasuk. Avol midoyres beis hamoiked she'ein nitzorich gavoya. This is not a necessity for the Rabbeinu Shlom. This is not a kol b'nelotzorich kahanim lehutra. This is not permitted to make a eish in Shabbos. So why are you permitted to kindle it right before Shabbos? The loy gozo, they weren't gozo, mishum de kahanim zrizim heim. Shekulam hoyu b'nei toire, v'charedim, v'niskorim, 3 miles that the kahanim had, loy osui l'chatuyim mishetechsha. So don't have to be afraid that they'll be mechate mishetechsha.